The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. First Canto, Chapter Number 5, Text Number 27. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari. Recorded on September 20th, 2011, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Tasmin stada labdha vrucher mahamate. Priyashravashyas kalita matir mama. Priyashravashyas kalita matir mama. Yayaham etat sadasat svadmaya. Yayayayam etat sadasat svamaya. Pashemai brahmani kalpitang pare. Pashemai brahmani kalpitang pare. Devi, you want to lead us? Tasmin sada labdha ruchir mahamate. Priya shravashyas kilata matir mama. Yaya yame tat sada sat svamaya. Pashye mayi brahmani kalpitam pare. Tasmin, it being so, tada, at that time, labdha, achieved, uruche, taste, Mahamate, O great sage, Priyashravasi, unto the Lord, Askilatamati, uninterrupted attention, Mama, mine. Yaya, by which, aham, I,
us,
etat, all these, sat asat, gross and subtle, svamayaya, one's own ignorance. Pashye, see, mai, in me, Brahmani, the supreme, kalpitam, is accepted, pare, in the transcendence. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O great sage, as soon as I got a taste of the personality of Godhead, my attention to hear of the Lord was unflinching. And as my taste developed, I could realize it was only in my ignorance that I accepted gross and subtle coverings, for both the Lord and I are transcendental. Ignorance in material existence is compared to darkness. And in all Vedic literatures, the personality of Godhead is compared to the sun. Wherever there is light, there cannot be darkness. Hearing of the Lord's pastimes is itself transcendental association with the Lord, because there is no difference between the Lord and his transcendental pastimes. To become associated with the Supreme Light is to dissipate all ignorance. By ignorance only, the conditioned soul wrongly thinks that both he and the Lord are products of material nature. But in fact, the personality of Godhead and the living beings are transcendental and they have nothing to do with the material nature. When ignorance is removed and it is perfectly realized that there is nothing existing without the personality of Godhead, then nescience is removed. Since the gross and subtle bodies are emanations from the personality of Godhead, the knowledge of light permits one to engage both of them in the service of the Lord. The gross body should be engaged in acts of rendering service to the Lord, as in bringing water, cleansing the temple, or making obeisances, etc. The path of archana, or worshipping the Lord in the temple, involves engaging one's gross body in the service of the Lord. Similarly, the subtle mind should be engaged in hearing the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, thinking about them, chanting his name, etc. All such activities are transcendental. None of the gross or subtle senses should otherwise be engaged. Such realization of transcendental activities is made possible by many, many years of apprenticeship in the devotional service, but simply attraction of love for the personality of Godhead, as it was developed in Narad Muni by hearing, is highly effective.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunitam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanvitamscha.
So, as we read in the previous verse yesterday, this taste that Narada Muni got for Krishna, or for Krishna consciousness, was awakened by hearing from the great sages.
И така, както четохме в вчерашния текст, усър, който бил събуден в Нарада Муни, той всъщност бил събуден от това, че той слушал от великите мъдрици.
So, just as Narada Muni, he became awakened by hearing.
Както Нарада Муни станал просветлена личност чрез слушане,
we can also become awakened by hearing.
Ние също можем да се събудим просто чрез слушане.
Sometimes we don't want to hear.
Някога ние не искаме да слушаме.
Those are the times we really need to hear.
Това е времето, когато тогава наистина трябва да слушате.
Because of our pride, because of our egotism, sometimes we don't want to hear from anybody.
Заради нашата гордост или за нашата фалшива ел, ние не искаме да слушаме от никой.
But it's stated, pride cometh before the fall.
Ами се казва, че гордостта идва,
pride leads to fall down.
You see.
Someone should always be very, very eager to hear, you see. We're all very eager to speak. But we're not very eager to hear, let's face it. But how many mouths did God give us and how many ears did He give us? We have one mouth and we have two ears. So we should be at least twice as eager to hear as we are to speak. Narada Muni was an ordinary sudra boy. He had no qualification for transcendental life. He wasn't even a Brahman. It's just by hearing from the great sages and by getting the Mahaprasad.
просто слушайки от великите мъдреци и получавайки Махапрасада.
The very idea of transcendental life became very exciting for him.
Самата идея за трансценденталността станала много така.
And he became the great liberated spaceman, Sri Narad Muni.
И той станал освободената личност.
So now in this verse he's describing to Srila Vyasadeva, after he got this taste, then what happened to his attention? His attention became unflinching. Just like they have those palace guards at the Westminster, that in the Buckingham Palace in London,
yeah.
And they stand at attention, they don't flinch.
You can
go like this, and they don't go like this. They're unflinching, you see.
Ако отидеш примерно до тях и стропаш нещо и се опиташ да им отклониш внимание.
Of course, if you attack, then they come out of their flinch, their attention.
Те са неотклонни. Естествено, ако атакуваш, тогава те.
But they're standing fixed, unflinching attention. They don't look this way or that way. They're just like unflinching.
Те стоят с изключително внимание. Те не мърдат наляво или надясно. Стоят много фиксирани.
So this unflinching means it's not that your mind is darting here, darting there like a monkey, jumping here, jumping there. You see.
И това неотклонно внимание означава, че умът ти не скача като една маймуна насам и натам.
When devotees give class, they can look out and look the faces of all the devotees who are in the class. You see.
Когато някой преналдаен дава клас, той може да гледа лицата на всички други преналдаени, които са.
The face is the index of the mind.
А лицето, то е индекс на ума.
So a devotee is giving a class, he can look at all the devotees who are in the class. He can see who's paying attention and whose mind is somewhere else.
И този преналдаен, той може да погледне лицата на тези, които са в класа и веднага да разбере кой наистина слуша и кой мисли за нещо друго.
He can see who's come in for landing and who's still circling the airport.
Той може да разбере кой вече е кацнал и е тука и кой още кръжи горе на летището.
So please come in for the landing. It's Bhagavatam club.
Така че моля ви кацайте, защото е време за Bhagavatam club.
Fix your mind on this subject matter with rapt attention.
Фиксирайте ума си върху този важен предмет на изучение.
Because this is how you'll achieve ruchi, taste.
Защото това е начинът да получите ruchi.
See, right now we have a taste for stool and urine.
Сега
like pigs.
Имаме друг вкус към изпражнение, урина.
Our tastes are material sense gratification. Let's face it, let's be honest.
Сега нашият вкус е сетивното наслаждение. Нека да бъдем честни.
We're practically on the level of pigs right now.
В момента ние сме на нивото на прасета.
We're attracted to sex life, to eating, to sleeping, all these mundane things.
Привлечени сме към всички тези светски неща. Секса, спането, яденето.
We're lusty, we're angry, we're greedy, we're lazy. Envious.
Много сме похотливи, мързеливи, зависливи.
So how are we going to get out of this disease state that we're in?
Как да се измъкнем от това болно състояние, в което
By hearing. Hearing the message of the Bhagavatam from those who are purely presenting it.
Слушайки посланието на Шримад Бхагаватам от тези, които по чист начин го представят.
If you hear from the professional Bhagavad reciters, you will not become purified.
Ако слушате от някой, който е професионален рецитатор, вие няма да се пречистите.
I was one time in Mumbai with our Giriraj Swami.
Днес аз бях в Мумбай с нашия Giriraj Swami.
And he wanted to show me how these professional Bhagavad reciters do their thing.
И той искаше да ми покаже как тези професионални Бхагаватам рецитатори.
There was one professional reciter, Dangri Maharaj.
Имаше един такъв професионален рецитатор, Dangri Maharaj.
And we should call him Donkey Maharaj, I don't know.
Ние трябва да го наричаме обаче Магарето Махарадж.
But he had a whole setup. He had a big, huge Vyasa sign about 20 feet tall, as high as the ceiling.
He'd have to tuck, he had a ladder in the back, he'd climb up the ladder to get up on this huge Vyasasan. And then he had, then there was a stage on each side, he had about, you know, for a whole row of Brahmins on each side. So one Brahmin, he would be reciting first canto of Bhagavatam, mumbling it, you know. Another would be second canto, third canto, all these Brahmins doing all the other cantos. And he was sitting there doing, they were in the background, kind of a mumble in the background, the other 11 cantos. And he was doing 10th canto, Krishna kissing the gopis, out loud for everyone to hear. And this Dangri Maharaj, he was very popular, you see. Everyone can come and hear about Krishna kissing the gopis, you see. They think, oh yes, now we are purified by Bhagavad Gita. And then they can go home and have sex, you see. So to hear from such professional Bhagavatam reciters does not purify the conscience. Even though it's the Bhagavatam, it has to come from someone who is a pure devotee, someone who is purely following the spiritual master, you see. If we hear from a pure source, a devotee who is honest, who's sincerely following his spiritual master, then there is great benefit, just like Narada Muni got the benefit. Just by this hearing from the proper source, he was completely transformed. And he realized that just due to my ignorance, I accepted these gross and subtle coverings. He fully realized by hearing from those great sages that I have nothing to do with this mind and these senses. Just by hearing, he became self-realized. And then his whole life became transformed. It's just a small boy. So anyone who is willing to give their undivided attention to hearing from those who are purely presenting the message of the Bhagavatam, doesn't matter what their disqualification is. Anyone who is willing to give their fixed attention to this message will realize their transcendental identity as a spirit soul. Jivara Savrupa Hoy Krishna Nityadas. I'm the eternal servant of Krishna, that's who I am. I have nothing to do with this body, I have nothing to do with this mind. These are simply coverings of the self, they're not the self.
Това са просто покритие на себето, а не самото себе.
One point here, which is a very important point for us.
Един много важен момент тук за нас.
Prabhupada explains such realization of transcendental activities is made possible by many, many years of apprenticeship in devotional service.
Шрила Прабхупада обяснява, тези трансцендентални дейности могат да се осъществят само след много, много години на ученичество в преданото служение.
So that's we have to understand, we have to be patient as we execute this process of Krishna consciousness.
Трябва да разберем, ние трябва да сме търпеливи в следването на процеса на Кришна съзнание.
What is being to be a what does apprenticeship mean?
Какво означава ученичество?
The word apprentice, it was very common during the medieval period. Some professional tradesman, he would accept someone as an apprentice who would learn that trade from him.
Тя била много известна.
You wouldn't go to a technical school to learn how to do a trade.
Търговците те приемали свои ученици. Няма нужда хората да ходят в специални търговски училища, за да се научат как да правят бизнес.
You would become the apprentice of someone who is expert in that trade.
Ти ще станеш ученик на някой, който е експертен в това нещо.
You would work under him, serve his, follow his instructions, and this way you would learn just by serving that expert person.
Ще работиш за него, ще следваш неговите инструкции и по този начин ще се научиш просто като му служиш.
So being a disciple is the same thing as being an apprentice.
И да някой да бъде ученик е също нещо като това.
The only difference is the subject matter.
Единствената разлика е предмета.
Instead of learning how to be a blacksmith, you learn how to be a Krishna smith.
Например, вместо да се учиш как да станеш ковач, ти се учиш да станеш как да ковеш. Krishna.
So it takes many, many years. But it's interesting, but then Prabhupada says, but I'm trying to understand what Prabhupada means here. He says it takes many, many years of apprenticeship, but simply attraction of love for Krishna was developed just by hearing. It's highly effective.
Но е много интересно, че Шрила Прабхупада продължава извлечението си. Опитвам се да разбера какво преди. Той казва, но дори само любовното влечение към Божествената личност, което е развил Нарада Муни в процеса на слушането, е много действено и положително.
This word but is very significant in this sentence. Because it's saying, well, it takes a long time serving under the spiritual master. But if you will hear attentively, as Narada Muni did from the Bhaktivedantas, then that's a highly effective way to develop your attraction and love for Krishna immediately.
Тази дума, много, която Шрила Прабхупада използва, е много важна. Тоест, отнема много години, много време, за да може човек под ръководство на духовен учител да развие това влечение. Но ако човек слуша внимателно, тогава това може да стане.
So, in other words, quality hearing can greatly accelerate your spiritual progress.
С други думи, качеството на слушането може много бързо да ускори вашия духовен напредък.
It's the fast track to spiritual enlightenment.
Краткият път за духовното просветление.
This is why Prabhupada emphasized, especially the Bhagavatam class.
Това е защо Шрила Прабхупада отдаваше голямо внимание на Шримад Бхагаватам клас.
When I joined ISKCON, there was no standard Bhagavatam class established by Prabhupada.
Когато аз се присъединих в ISKCON, нямаше установен Шримад Бхагаватам клас от Шрила
Прабхупада. We had the Bhagavatam, but it wasn't a set standard of how to study the Bhagavatam.
Ние имахме, четяхме Шримад Бхагаватам, но не беше наистина стандарт всеки ден да се изучава Бхагаватам.
And then the whole system was introduced, and it was so enlivening.
И тогава цялата система ни беше.
Prabhupada taught us this song Jai Radha Madhava.
Шрила Прабхупада винаги пееше песента Jai Radha Madhava.
At first the devotees didn't know the melody.
Първо преданите не знаеха
мелодията. In LA they made up one melody. It was a horrible melody.
В Лос-Анджелес те преданите измислиха една мелодия. Беше ужасна.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balava Giri Vade Dadi. It's a horrible melody. But then gradually we learned the melody that Prabhupada wanted us to use. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. We learned that melody. And we learned how to chant the verses, you see.
И също така, ние се научихме как да повтаряме по правилен начин стиховете.
We learned that Prabhupada wanted us to go verse by verse, one verse a day through the whole Bhagavatam. So now it's a very enlivening part of our ISKCON life is this morning Bhagavatam class.
През целия Шримад Бхагаватам, и това сега е много така ентусиазираща част от нашия живот като.
It's very enlivening.
Изключително
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, you see. One should every day study Bhagavatam.
Човек трябва всеки ден да изучава Бхагаватам.
And serve the spiritual master who is the person Bhagavatam.
И да служи на духовния учител, който е личност Бхагаватам.
So this system of hearing from the proper source the message of Bhagavatam, this will save us.
И така, тази система на слушане на Шримад Бхагаватам от подходящ източник.
This is Narada Muni. He got this, became attracted to hearing about Krishna. He got the ruchi. He came to the stage of ruchi just by hearing the Bhagavatam.
Това е начинът, по който Narada Muni постигнал нивото на ручи, просто като слушал Шримад Бхагаватам.
You see, we're in material life, we're inclined to hear about so many mundane figures.
Виждате, в материалния живот ние имаме склонност да слушаме за толкова много материални неща.
The soccer stars,
за звездите на футбола,
the politicians,
политиците,
the music, you know, the music stars,
звездите в музиката.
We're inclined to hear about these mundane people.
Ние така имаме склонност да слушаме.
That's our culture we come out of, you see.
Светски личности, това е нашата
запад. But what is the result of hearing about these mundane people who are within the modes of nature?
Но какъв е резултатът от слушането за всички тези личности, които са...
It's contaminating.
Гуните.
We become more implicated in the modes of nature by our attraction to hearing about these mundane people.
But when
you hear about Krishna, the pastimes of
Krishna,
the devotees of Krishna, the activities of the Krishna consciousness movement, about the wonderful things going on all over the world in ISKCON world, like Mayapur, Vrindavan, the big festivals, the Ratha Yatras, the more you absorb your consciousness in these things,
за всички прекрасни неща, които стават по света в Майапур, Вриндаван, за Ратха Ятри по света, колкото повече потапяме ума си всички тези неща.
And especially these books,
и особено в тези книги,
the more we absorb ourselves in these teachings,
колкото повече ние потапяме себе си в тези учения,
hear about these great personalities like Narada Muni,
слушаме за тези велики личности като Narada Muni.
I mean, he could just stroke on his vena and create a kirtan that vibrated throughout the whole, he can inspire a kirtan that vibrated the whole universe just by stroking on his vena. Bing.
Narada Muni, той просто с едно с един звук от своята вина, той може да ентусиазира киртан, който да обхване цялата вселена.
He inspired all the demigods in this humongous kirtan. You think our kirtan in Burgas was something. You should have seen the kirtan that Narada Muni had with all the demigods.
Просто по този начин ентусиазира всички по цялата вселена. Вие си мислите, че нашия киртан в Бургас беше...
Lord Shiva was so inspired, he embraced Narada Muni and then he was dancing in ecstasy.
Трябва да видите какво е станало в киртана на Narada Muni. Бог Шива бил толкова ентусиазиран.
And then Lord Rama saw Lord Shiva dancing in ecstasy and he went into ecstasy.
И танцувал в екстаз. И тогава Бог Рама видял Бог Шива и той също изпаднал в екстаз.
And then even Indra, the king of heaven, he got into it.
И даже царя на... Нарая Индра и той се включил.
This is a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakura. He describes his pastime. It's a very nice song. Narada Muni Bhajaya Vina Radhika Ramana Namani. This whole lila is described the most amazing kirtan. The whole universe was erupted in this tremendous kirtan just from Narada Muni stroking on his vina. You know?
Това невероятно забавление е описано от Bhaktivinoda Thakura, как Narada Muni просто почвайки е свир на своите вина предизвикал този невероятен кирт.
So show me any rock star that can do that, you know, just play a chord on his guitar and the whole world sings and dances in ecstasy.
Покажете ми някоя рок звезда, която може да направи това нещо, с едно и свирване на китарата да накара
цялата. They can't inspire people like that.
Изпадна в...
Even the Beatles couldn't inspire them.
Не може да ентусиазира толкова хората. Даже и Beatles не може да го направи.
Just by his string, the whole universe would erupt in kirtan.
Просто започвайки да свири на вината, цялата вселена се попълва.
So in this way we have to see the and hear about these great personalities.
По този начин ние трябва винаги да слушаме за тези велики личности.
And this way we become purified.
По този начин да се пречистим.
Of all the dirt in our hearts.
От всичко мръсно в нашето сърце.
And just as Narada Muni became realized, we can also become realized.
Точно както Narada Muni е станал в себе реализирала се личност и ние може да станем.
So now I can ask if there's any question.
Сега ако някой има въпроси.
Искам да питам, понеже ние понякога възможно сме привлечени от светските живота на светските хора, защото очакваме, че ще има нещо ново. Докато сега черех съм шил на Бхагавата, на Бхагавата, вече 10 пъти, нали? Почти знаем за какво става въпрос вече. Как да направим така, че въпреки, че сме слушали многократно тези повествования, те да са по-привлекателни за нас, отколкото темите за светските личности.
Sometimes we have attraction to all these mundane people because we think, our minds think that maybe there will be something new there in their relationships and all this. But let's say Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, we read like 10 times and we think already I know everything is the same. So how to make the message of Srimad Bhagavatam to be always... enlightening for
us. This is a very good question, because that's a fact. We think, yeah, I've read the Bhagavatam so many times. What's going on in the newspaper? I haven't read that, I haven't read the daily paper in a while, so what's going on there? Must be something new there. That is our tendency. That's about it.
Много интересен въпрос, защото наистина ние си мислиме, да, Бхагаватам, Бхагават Гита вече съм чел няколко пъти, ама я да погледна вестника, там сигурно има нещо много интересно.
But the fact is, all that mundane news is just the same old thing over and over again.
Но всъщност факта е, че всички тези светски неща, те са също нещо...
Somebody got elected.
Някой е бил избран.
Somebody got murdered.
Някой е бил убит.
Somebody was born.
Някой се родил.
Somebody died.
Някой умрел.
Somebody was convicted of rape.
Някой бил изнасилен.
Just the same old thing over and over again. They just change the names, that's all.
Отново и отново същото нещо. Те просто сменят имената. Това е
също. Therefore, Bhagavatam says, Punak punas charvita charvananam. It is simply chewing the truth.
Това е, Шримад Бхагаватам казва, че това е просто да се дъвче това, което вече е било дъвкано.
There was a popular song back in the 60s in the U.S. It was called, Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavor on the Bedpost Overnight? So, they chew the gum all day. They think, I'm going to wish that I'll put it in the bedpost and the next morning I'll stick it in my mouth again. You see, chew it again.
Понеже хората какво правят? Дъвчат си дъвката цял ден и остават някъде и на следващата сутрин искат пак.
So, if there was any flavor in all these mundane activities, if there was any flavor at all,
ако въобще е имало някакъв вкус в
всички, it was a long time ago chewed completely out.
Материални дейности много-много отдавна е бил изсмукан.
Because you've been chewing those topics for millions and millions of lifetimes.
Защото тези теми са били дъвкани милиони и милиони пъти.
So if there is any ruchi there, it's long finished.
Ако има някакъв вкус там, много отдавна вече е свършено с него.
Actually, the pleasure of material life is simply a drop of water in the desert.
Всъщност удоволствието от материалния живот е просто като една капка вода в пустинята.
That drop of water feels very good on the tongue.
Тази капка вода човек я усеща много добре на езика си.
But then you want more.
Обаче после искаш
satisfaction and you can't have it.
Искаш още удовлетворение, обаче не можеш да имаш повече.
It's only a drop of water.
Имаш само една капка вода.
So why take that little drop of satisfaction from mundane katha when it can never really satisfy you?
Защо трябва да взимаш тази само капка удовлетворение?
Why not go to that place,
което не може да те удовлетвори
истински? Where there's an unlimited reservoir of pleasure.
Защо да не отидам на място, където е...
You desire rasa, you desire rusi, that's all right.
Безкрайен резервуар от удоволствие. Искаш руси.
So why don't you intelligently get it in that place where it can be supplied?
Но защо да не я вземем от място, където наистина е има?
You can get an illusion of pleasure from these things for a few minutes.
Човек може да получи измамно удоволствие от тези неща за някакво.
But then it's all over.
Обаче след това всичко свършва.
It's like, what's the number one pleasure of material life? Майтуна.
Както, например, кое е номер едно удоволствие от материалния живот?
Секс.
Секса.
It appears to be so attractive.
Изглежда толкова привлекателно.
Oh, just see that beautiful woman. Oh, wow.
Виж тази прекрасна жена. Wow.
But what is it?
Но всъщност какво е?
It's just a body like yours, made out of stool and urine.
Но какво е всъщност това? Едно тяло, което е направено от
изпълнение. So what is the pleasure?
Какво е?
It's just an illusion of pleasure.
Просто измамно.
There's no actual pleasure there.
Всъщност там няма
удоволствие. So material life is just like sex life. Material pleasure is just like sex life.
Материалното удоволствие е точно както сексуалния живот.
It appears to be so wonderful.
Изглежда толкова прекрасно.
But actually it's simply a nightmare.
Но всъщност е кошмар.
Prabhupada said sex means trouble, whether it's licit or illicit. Sex means trouble.
Шрила Прабхупада каза, секса означава проблем, независимо дали е позволен или непозволен, винаги е проблем.
Of course, bringing saintly children in the world, that's encouraged.
Естествено, човек да се опита да създаде святи.
We applaud our householders for bringing saintly children in the world.
Това винаги е окуражавано. Ние окуражаваме нашите семейни.
We congratulate them on their great accomplishment.
И ще ги поздравим за това, че те ще направят такова нещо.
But in the final, and two or three Prabhupada said, two or three children, then finish it.
Само Шрила Прабхупада каза, две или три деца и след това край.
Because we are meant to give up this attraction.
Защото ние сме предназначени да изоставим това.
For mundane pleasures.
Привличане към.
Because it doesn't really satisfy us.
Защото не може истински да ни удовлетвори.
If we can show me the. Just like Rupa Goswami describes the pleasure that's there in Krishna's name, it's an amazing shloka.
Както, например, Шрила Рупа Госвами описва удоволствието, което може да се излече от името на Кришна.
Every time I chant this shloka, it's from the, you may know that book, Vidagdha Madhava by Rupa Goswami. You studied that Vidagdha Madhava.
В тази книга от Рупа Госвами, Vidagdha Madhava.
It's an amazing verse.
Невероятен стих.
Tunde tandavati yudating vitanate tandavali labdhiye. Karna krodha kadamni gatayate kunarvidai braspriham. Chaita prangana sangani vijayate savendriyanam kritim. No jani janita kriyadvi amrita krishneti varnidvai. I do not know how much nectar these two syllables Krishna have produced.
Аз не знам колко много нектар тези две срички Кришна могат да.
Because when I vibrate Krishna in my mouth, Krishna is dancing in my tongue.
Когато аз вибрирам Кришна с моите уста, Кришна.
And there's so much nectar that my one little mouth just can't capture all of it.
И има толкова много нектар, че аз не мога да го обхвана.
Therefore I'm praying that I can have millions of mouths so I can get more of that nectar.
Затова се моля да имам милиони усти, за да мога да взема повече от тази нектар.
And then with those two syllables Krishna entered the holes of my ears.
И когато тези две срички Кришна влезат в
духа. Oh, there's so much nectar. I need to have millions and billions of ears to capture that nectar.
Има толкова много нектар, че трябва да имам милиони и билиони уши, за да мога да обхвана целия
свят. And then when that Krishna dances in the courtyard of my heart.
И тогава, когато Кришна започне да танцува в сърцето.
My mind is completely conquered.
Моят ум е напълно покорен.
I don't have to bring my mind under control like a yogi. My mind is totally conquered by the name.
Няма нужда да се опитвам да покоря ума си като един йоги. Моят ум е напълно покорен от цялото ти име.
And I'm stunned in a state of transcendental wonder.
И аз съм напълно вцепенен в състояние.
Show me any material thing that can give you that much pleasure.
Трансцендентален екстаз. Покажи ми.
Show me any movie.
Едно такова нещо, което.
Any magazine.
Донесе толкова.
Any novel.
Нектар.
Show me anything in this material world that can compete with Krishna.
Откъде ще извлечем толкова много нектар, както от повтарянето на Кришна?
Nothing can compete with Krishna.
Нищо не може да се сравнява с повтарянето на Кришна.
Those who don't go for Krishna, they just don't know about Krishna.
Тези, които не тръгват, не се посещават на повтарянето на Кришна, те просто не знаят.
They're taking a cheap, inferior product.
Те взимат някакъв много ефтин, по-ниш продукт.
Offered by Shrimati Maya Devi.
Който е, се разпространява Shrimati.
They don't realize they're being ripped off by Maya Devi.
И те не разбират, че те са излъгани от Maya Devi. Ограбени от Maya Devi.
So therefore, we are trying to educate the people, you see. This is all you need to be happy in life, to be taste unlimited nectar every minute. Krishna, that's all you need. So our society is meant to awaken the entire world to Krishna.
Нашето общество, неговото предназначение е да се буди целия свят за Кришна.
But until then, they're just going to continue being cheated.
Но до тогава те ще бъдат, ще продължават да бъдат лъгани.
The mundane movies, their mundane histories.
От светските филми, от светската
история. Their mundane relationships.
От светските взаимоотношения.
Their mundane games.
От светските игри.
You know, checkers and chess.
Шах и...
Wasting time.
Табло. Губене на време.
In things that are not Krishna.
Неща, които не са Кришна.
You see. Can you imagine Prabhupada sitting around playing chess in the afternoon in his room?
Може ли си представите Шрила Прабхупад след обед в неговата стая игра шах?
No way.
Prabhupada
told Vishnu Janaswami, he said, see this harmonium? He was in Prabhupada's room in Los Angeles. Prabhupada, you see this harmonium here? He said, if there's any spare moments, then I will take this harmonium and sing some bhajan. So when he becomes purified, he has no attraction to these mundane things.
Когато човек се пречисти, той няма повече влечение към тези светски.
He doesn't want to pollute his consciousness with these things.
Не иска да си замърсява съзнанието с тези неща.
I mean, why pollute your consciousness? Doesn't make sense.
Защо да си замърсявам съзнанието? Не прави никакъв
няма смисъл.
Once you get a taste for strawberry shortcake, I mean, who would want to eat stool again, you know?
Ако веднъж имаш вкус за ябълкова торта, кой ще иска да яде изпражнение?
You see, only the stool-eating pig would go for the stool. So our movement is to convert the stool-eating pigs into paramahamsas. That is our movement. We cannot be proud. We are all in the category of stool-eating pigs. It's just by the grace of Prabhupada that we're being saved.
Единствено по милостта на Прабхупада ние сме били спасени.
Is there any other question? Is that fully answer your question? Are you satisfied with the answer?
Yes.
Yes, but, okay.
Не става въпрос за шах, нали Кришна играе в шах?
Because you mentioned about chess.
Huh?
Because you mentioned about
chess.
Isn't it that Krishna, he was playing chess?
Krishna, you can imitate Krishna? Krishna was dancing with the gopis also. Do you dance with the gopis at night?
Krishna също и с гопите танцува. Правиш ли го вечер?
Actually, one of my disciples, he asked me, what about playing chess, Gurudev?
Всъщност един от моите ученици ме пита, какво за игрането на шах, Гурудев?
I didn't say that's Maya, you shouldn't play chess. I didn't say like them.
Аз не му казах, абе, това е Maya, не трябва да играш шах.
But I told him like this. I said, if you like to play chess, then why don't you play a higher level chess?
Аз му казах, ако толкова си привързан да играеш шах, защо не играеш по-висше ниво шах?
You see, why, just like a little child, they like to play with marbles, you know.
Както малкото детенце, те обичат да си играят с камъчета.
And when they grow up, they give up the marbles and they go to maybe a basketball or something. They're not interested in marbles anymore. Now it's basketball. But my point is, why not continue growing up even more? You went from marbles, you evolved from marbles to the basketball, you see.
Защо, ако от камъчета можеш да отидеш до
баскетбол? Why stop growing? Why not go to the next level?
Защо ще спреш там? Защо не отидеш на повише?
That's called earth ball.
Това се нарича земна топка.
Play earth ball, you see. That's where the big boys play ball, you see.
Най-големите момчета, това е играта, която те играят.
the little kids play marbles, and the little older kids play basketball, but the big boys play earth ball.
Тези които са малки играят с камъчета, тия които са малко по-големи играят баскетбол, обаче тия които са.
Earth ball means this planet Earth is big ball.
Earth ball означава, че тая земя е всъщност една голяма топка.
And right now the ball is in the control of the asuras.
И сега в момента топката е в ръцете на асурите.
So there is another team, a very tiny little team called the Suras.
Обаче има и друг отбор, маличък, обаче го има каза.
The Suras are grossly outnumbered by the Asuras.
И асурите са много повече от асурите.
But still, amazingly enough, they are favored to win.
И въпреки това обаче, те имат възможност да победят.
By Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami.
Krishna Kaviraj Das
Goswami. Yeah, and the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Sajjana Durjana Pangu Jada Anagana Prena Vanyaya Dubaila Jagat Terajana. He is saying this movement will take over the whole world.
Той казва, това движение ще превземе целия свят.
So he's predicting this movement will be successful. This little tiny team of suttas will be, you know, this 0.00001% of the world population will be victorious against the 99.999999% of the world population.
Той предсказва, че този много малък отбор 0.00001% от населението.
What could be a more exciting victory?
Срещу този огромен отбор 99.
So why play on a little tiny chessboard?
Така че що да играеш на някаква си малка дъска?
When you can play on a big, huge chessboard.
Когато можеш да играеш на една огромна дъска.
You see, that includes the whole universe.
И това ще включва цялата вселена.
That chess game is called Sankirtan Yagya Prabhu. This is where the real big boys play. They play Sankirtan Yagya chess. You see. So I didn't tell my disciple, oh, that's my, you shouldn't play chess. I just told him about the greater chess game, and he got the message. I hope he got the message. Why not spend your time strategizing how to take over the world for
Prabhupada?
Or at least take over Bulgaria for
Prabhupada.
Until the high court judges in this country are wearing tilak, this movement is not successful in Bulgaria.
Докато съдиите в България не носят тилак, ние още не сме успешни.
So you should be having strategizing every time there's a spare minute. You should be getting together to strategizing how we can make the whole Bulgaria Krishna conscious. What we can do to attract these people? How can we increase book distribution? How we can increase prasad distribution? How we can make Ratha Yatra even bigger and more glorious? Always racking your brains. How to make it bigger, 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 so the whole country becomes engulfed in Krishna consciousness.
Във всяка една минута трябва да използваме времето си, за да правим стратегии. Как да разпространим
пропаганда. Where is the time to play chess?
Да привличаме хора, да правим по-атрактивни.
First save the whole world, then we'll play chess.
Тогава къде ще бъде времето?
I make a deal with the Paramjyoti Prabhu.
Шах.
After we make the whole world Krishna conscious, I'll play chess with you. We'll celebrate, we'll have a victory chess game. After we make the whole world Krishna conscious, I'll play chess with you. I promise you. It's a promise. After we make the whole world Krishna conscious, we say, Prabhupada told us to deliver the entire world. So after we can say, Prabhupada, we did it, the whole world is Krishna conscious, all the high gocharas are wearing tilak, then I'll play chess with you, Prabhu. I'll even play basketball with you then. I don't think I can get the ball through the hoop. You can beat me very easily. Okay, any other questions? Actually, it's 9 o'clock now, so. Anyway, we'll have. All right, Rupa Manohara, I'll give you a special concession.
I couldn't understand what is the connection with the point that the judges should wear tilak in order to think that our preaching is successful.
Okay. Yeah, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur used to say, when the high court judges are wearing tilak, then our movement is successful. That doesn't mean that we stand outside the courtroom and say, oh, come here, sir, I want to put some mark on your forehead. It means that they actually become Vaishnavas. Because of the high court judges, you see, they have the greatest power of anyone, actually. And if you can make them, if they are Vaishnavas, then they will rule against the abortion clinics, rule against the slaughterhouse, rule against the liquor shops, tobacco, they'll rule against all this garbage. I don't know about in Bulgaria, but in the US, the Supreme Court is a lifetime position.
Не знам как е в България, обаче в USA да си такъв съдия, това е за цял живот.
The senators, they have 6-year term.
Сенаторите се смеят на 6 години.
Congressmen, I think they have a 2-year term. Right? 2 or 4 years. Congressmen.
Тия хора от Конгреса, те са.
And the president only has a 4-year term.
А президентът се смее на 4 години.
So the executive branch and the legislative branch of the governments, they have very limited power. They can't stay in position. But the high court, that's a lifetime position. They have the greatest power of anybody in the government, the high court judges, at least in the US system. They have the greatest power of anyone in the government. See if you can make those people devotees. Then the movement can will definitely take over everything. The movement, once you get the high court judges Krishna conscious, this movement can't be stopped by anything. Well, I don't know. I got too much. Save him for tonight. This is the last. Tonight there'll be a class.
Can I just say something?
Huh?
Can I say something?
All right, well, you can make one. Well, if it's brief.
Actually, Pandava, maybe he would become such kind of judge, but he left this and he became a Sankirtan devotee.
You did?
He was studying law.
You were studying law to become a high court judge? And that's even a greater victory. When the high court judges become brahmachari preachers, that's even a greater victory.
Значи, щом съдиите си изостават професията за да станат брамачари проповедници, това е още по-голяма победа.
Jai. We're glad you came.
No.
Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai. Jai.